Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Of note, 39% of players in the NCAA right now are CJHL alumni. Joining us now is Powassan Voodoo's head coach, Scott Ray, who's led his team to 20 straight wins. Scott, welcome to the show. 20 straight wins out of the gate. What is going on?
Well, thanks for having me. We're just playing with a lot of confidence. Guys are, playing their roles, and it's 20 guys playing as one, so it's a lot of fun right now.
Do you ever remember being surrounded by a team that's had this much success at the start of a season like this?
Well, actually, we started last season 14-0, and then, we thought that was quite remarkable, and then this year, though, this group's, surpassed that. And I don't even know if we even look at the 20-0 wins we're on right now. We're just looking at one game at a time, and the guys are they're playing pretty good.
It's interesting because sometimes guys complain about the sched and say, listen, it was just too much, and they had a reason to lose a particular game. And coaches talk about that. This past weekend, you had three games, all wins, in basically 2.5 days' time. How do you keep your team mentally sharp when they know they've got a built-in excuse to lose a game because, well, they're tired?
Well, we just, keep preaching the positive aspects of the game. And, like you said, we were three games in 2.5 days in three different cities in the Northern Ontario Hockey League, Junior Hockey League. You're not like you are in the OJ or the CC. You're not 15, 20 minutes apart. You're hours apart. So we actually played Kirkland Lake and drove to Timmins, stayed in Timmins, which is an hour and a half, then played Cochrane the next night, which is an hour there, hour back, and then played in Timmins. We did that back-to-back weekends. We played six games in 10 days, and I played in the minors for 15 years, and I would have found 1,000 excuses to take a day off. So these guys, they don't find an excuse. They just keep pushing each other. They're pretty motivated, and they take it one shift, one game at a time, and it's a lot of fun to watch right now for sure.
In conversation with Scott Ray, head coach of the Powassan Voodoos, 20 straight game streak right now. Obviously, you're enjoying the ride. I want to ask you about one guy in particular on your roster, and I'm sure you get asked about this a lot. Tyson Gilmore, son of Hockey Hall of Famer, legendary Toronto Maple Leaf, Doug Gilmore. Tell us about this kid. Can he play?
Oh, definitely. He's definitely one of our top-end guys this year. We brought him in not knowing too much from Toronto. Had a really good midget career. And obviously, the genetics are there, right? So he came recommended by a real good friend, Bo Moyer. And Bo, told us a lot about him and how he can conduct himself on and off the ice. And he's surpassed that. He's one of those type of players. He's not lightning speed, but he's so elusive and he's smart. You could tell he's got definitely the IQ for the game. The hockey IQ doesn't fall far from the tree with him. And he's been one of our top players, if not our most consistent player all year. He's always smiling, one of the happy-go-lucky guys in the room. But he has like a little edge to him like his dad did. And he does fight back and he does push back. And he doesn't take no for an answer on the ice for sure.
That's pretty cool. Listen, the ultimate goal is obviously the RBC Cup, and when a team comes out of the gate the way you guys have this year, I know you don't want to think that far down the road, but just between you and I, your players aren't listening right now. Realistically, what are the chances that we could see you at Nationals this year?
Well, that's obviously our team and our ownership's goal. This is our third year, and we said year three we really wanted to make a push for the Dudley and then the RBC. And it's, we had this talk last year, you and I, after a 14-0 season, and then we fell flat on our face in the first round. So, in the back of my mind, I don't want this happening too soon. But, come trade deadline, you want to make moves, but you can't because you're on a run like this. And even if you do see glaring holes as a coach, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. That's obviously our goal, Gino, is to make the RBC and represent the NOJHL there. But we have 12 strong teams in our league that we got to get through. And this is the year, I think, of all the years I've been in this league, is the year that we can take a run for it, because I don't think there's other teams that are running away with it like in the years past, where the Thunderbirds have, or the Cock and Crunch had really good teams to get out of our own division. And that's no slight to them. I just think that we're four lines deep, 60 deep, and two goalies, and that's hard to beat.
Well, Scott, you've been around this game forever, and if there's anybody that can keep these guys focused through this, because you've gone through it yourself personally, I'm sure it's you. Congratulations on another great start, and hey, keep plugging away. Who knows, maybe we'll be talking to you again in a couple of months' time.
Well, I appreciate it, Gino. Thank you very much.
That was Powassan Voodoo's head coach, Scott Ray, who's led his club to 20 straight victories, and they're one of the leading candidates to make their way to the RBC Cup.